Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Devin Tilley here, and I'm so excited to talk about cash, the thing that makes businesses work. What we're going to talk about today is that it doesn't matter if you're one or 100, all construction companies of all sizes really need to have somebody helping you manage that cash. And the key person to do that is a CFO. And so, and the way this is going to benefit you is that how do you get past the frustration of reading financial statements and tips for increasing cash flow? And let's face it, this stuff is hard to be able to know all the details of financial statements and whatever your specialty thing is. So as you're scaling that up, so I want to start by saying, I've said this many times when we have podcasts around cash. There's three rules that you start when it comes to cash, or three rules in a business. The first rule, and this comes from my father-in-law when I was getting my business going, and he just ingrained this in my head seven times for the first time. And he said, Devin, the first three rules of business are never run out of cash. Number two, never run out of cash. Number three, never run out of cash. And then, so we get to have Shelby Ashley, who's going to talk about how cash is the North Star of your business. And credit where credit is due on the Construction Disruption podcast titled Cash is King with Shelby Ashley. We'll put links to that in the show notes, and the editing team will put that all together. So without further ado, we get to have Shelby Ashley, who is the founder of Optimize Financial Solutions. Let's get to know her favorite beverage, have as much fun as possible, and talk about the first three rules of business and tie that in to having as much fun as possible. Lock and load, tribe. Shelby, welcome to the show. What is your favorite beverage?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm going to have to say coffee.
All right. We've been recording pods. It's funny how they work out, as this is actually our fifth podcast recording today, and we release them every week or every 2 weeks. And we've had multiple coffees and waters today. And at the end of the day, the coffee, depending on when you record and what it is, that's definitely one of those key ingredients in life. Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
Favorite place I've traveled? Favorite place to regularly travel is definitely the beach. But probably my favorite vacation. We took a vacation up to the East Coast a few years ago and hit DC and New York and all that. That was pretty fun. So that's probably my favorite.
Awesome. And what do you like to do outside of helping manage cash through the construction silos that we passionately call the art of construction?
Chase my son around the house. He's three. And when I'm not chasing him around the house, spend time with my husband. We like to go kayaking, anything outdoors, things like that.
Awesome. Well, it's an honor to have you, Shelby. We have Shelby Ashley. What is your story that led you to being the founder of Optimized Financial Solutions?
Well, I was an accountant for a long time, and then I was a financial analyst after that. And I learned when I was a financial analyst that I was kind of the one behind preparing all of the numbers for executives and all that to make decisions. And I just thought, why am I doing this for one company when I could be doing this for a lot of small to medium-sized companies that maybe can't afford to have somebody full-time? And that led me to starting my own firm.
Awesome. And I think about the different people that have been my North Star along the way when it comes to cash. At the intro, I talk about my father-in-law, who's really been on my advisory council the whole way through, or Kyle Covell, who is a fractional CFO for me, to then now Gordon Fair. And I'll make sure he listens to this because he's just been a true mentor. And we're going to talk through about how really everybody needs some kind of support when it comes to this. And really, the first question I asked to you, Shelby, and we're going to unpack this along the way, is why do all businesses need a CFO?
All businesses need a CFO because you have your accountant and they get paid to convey your numbers to you, but they don't really get paid to tell you how to improve those numbers. And if you're experiencing something in your business, maybe something's going wrong and you really can't figure out what that is, you can't exactly tell your employees about it because they're just going to jump ship. You can't tell your friends about it because they don't really understand, and your spouse is probably tired of hearing about it. So you need an advisor that's going to tell you each and every month, here is exactly what's going wrong or what's going right, and here's what you need to do about it this month.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And on the other podcasts that you were on in our pre-interviews, it's some of the things that I wrote down was like the first thing that my CFO to me is number one is kind of like a therapist, right? Because it's like, it's so,
exactly.
It's one of the hardest things about being a business owner of like, you know, the whole first rule is never run out of cash. And it's like, doesn't matter how much cash you have, it seems like you can never have enough. And it's like, they're in that way to say, it's okay. Or this is the challenge and this is how we're going to work through it. And that's what you really need to find someone that can be that person for you. And you can't, you have to scale up a business to be able to do that full time, right? And that's a hard part.
Absolutely,
to figure
yes.
out. So that's kind of what why I was so excited to have you on the podcast and talk through, because it's really been a challenging journey for me to make sure you never run out of cash, but also having these people that, you know, honored to say I've just hit 11 years of owning my business, and that's there's years when it's much better than others, right?
Yeah.
And I want to talk a little bit more about that, where you talk about, you know, financial reporting is tailored to accountant, not the business owner or the manager. That was really an aha moment for me when I was listening to that other podcast or the talking tracks that you've been putting out there. Can you talk about that, you know, at this podcast, that this is really for builders and its affiliates, that we really work and have leaders that we call the Art of Construction Master Facilitators, which is a program that we're honored to have you in that program as a resource to the team. Can you talk a little bit more about that aha moment for me from your perspective?
Absolutely. So like I said, your financial reports, like your balance sheet, your profit and loss, those kind of things, the whole purpose of those is mainly for your tax return, for your CPA to know what to put on your tax return, and two, to keep your business in compliance. They're not made to convey anything of the decision-making information to business owners. Many times, especially in the construction industry, business owners look at those and they say, okay, well, what now? And so that's kind of where I come in, because those statements, they're not tailored for the business owner, they're tailored for accountants. And so I take those numbers and I say, well, here's what they mean. And then I forecast out what those numbers are going to look like in the future based on how the past has gone. And I say, okay, well, here's kind of where we're missing our targets, and here's what we need to do this month to get back on track.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. And it's, I don't know why that was such an aha moment for me of like articulating to say they're really your tax returns and your person that's managing your cash are such different avenues, even though they have to converge and work together.
Absolutely.
And I think people really struggle with that. And I struggled with that in accounting class when I was in college, right? Because it's like, how has this helped me run my entrepreneurship business? And I'm like, then 10 years later, I'm like,
it's not.
Oh, that wasn't for that. That was all this compliance stuff of like how
right.
it all works, which seems so obvious, but that's why I was so excited to like call myself out to say, some people may be listening is like, man, Devin is a little off on that. And I'm like, I think there's a lot of people that struggle with, okay, I should understand this tax return on how to run the business. So I think we've hit that hard. And now we have to go into one of the tools that you've built on your website that I really like, and we'll make sure we put in the show notes, is titled The 16 Parts of Your Business That Drives Revenue, Profit, and Cash Flow. And you really did a great job of making those into kind of the master parts and then the 16 parts from within. Because let's face it, it's hard to do all this stuff at once. And what are the key metrics that are important? Can you talk about that first from kind of the three master parts and then some of the subcategories that make it all come together? And of course, from this conversation, everybody can go check that out in the show notes.
Absolutely. So the three main parts are, of course, your revenue and your profit and your cash flow. So your profit is how much of your revenue that you're keeping, and your cash flow is how much of your profit that you're keeping. And so I delve kind of deeper into those. I've got the parts that drive your revenue, which are leads, conversion rate, purchase frequency rate, retention rate, and average transaction value. And then I've got your parts that drive profit, which are your cost of goods sold, your marketing expenses, payroll, overhead, and any other income or expense. Now, on the profit and loss, this is where it stops. Okay, most accountants and business owners just stop here. But then I've also got your parts that drive cash flow. And that is day sales outstanding, days inventory outstanding, any sale or purchase of assets, days payable outstanding, taking on new debt or owner distributions. None of these things are really kept up with like they need to be among small and medium-sized businesses. And so I lay it out in my 16 parts of your business because there's a gap a lot of times between what your profit is telling you and what your cash flow is telling you. And most business owners don't really know how to close that gap. And so that's why I put this out there, just to educate business owners on, you know, where that disparity is coming from between, okay, well, this is my profit. Why is this my cash flow?
I love that. And where most businesses stop and start. And it's also where most businesses not only do they not survive, there's no way they're going to thrive if you don't understand cash flow, because that's the key part of day-to-day business, right? Can you talk about some additional key metrics and how do you suggest that we do this now that we're really, the whole title of this thing is all working together to understand cash is king and moving a business forward?
Yeah, so once you understand what's driving your profit, it's really imperative to understand what is driving your cash flow, because you can exist years without having a profit. Like, I think Amazon went 5 or 7 years without any profit at all. And how they stay in business is because they had cash. So you can last years without profit, but you cannot last a day without cash. And so understanding what those metrics are that drive cash, like your day sales outstanding, you know, how long is it taking you to collect on those invoices, days payable outstanding, are you able to establish good terms with your suppliers so that you can pay them in 30 or 45 days, taking on new debt. Yes, taking on debt is an influx of cash, but how is that debt being used? Is it being used to further the business? All these things that impact cash flow need to be kept up with in order for the business to survive.
Yeah, I love all that. And I want to go back a little bit and talk a little bit about the parts that drive profit. And why I want to do that is because we've been having a lot of different IT platforms and different things that do a great job of talking through how do you actually put all of your kit of parts, your cost of goods, to understand what it costs, and then put all of the people that make it work and the overhead and other items. The one that is this really, really hard metrics that I've always struggled, and every CFO that comes in and we're talking about, is a couple metrics that are, we call it quadrant one, or it's culture and the marketing of like how to articulate those things that are really hard to put into. And you have it as bullet point 7 titled marketing expenses as a percent of revenue. Could you talk a little bit about those items that I think are super important for a business, but one of the challenging things to run a matrix of if you came in and helped with the business from the financial
point? Yes. So your marketing expenses are going to be how well your marketing dollars are being spent are going to be reflected in how many leads you're getting in your business. And then of course, how many leads you're actually converting is a metric of your sales effectiveness. And so I like to measure marketing as a percentage of revenue, because marketing just as a flat dollar amount in the financial models that I put together doesn't really say anything unless it's being related back to revenue. And so I've had clients that their revenue is at X amount and their marketing is at so much percentage. And when we're thinking about what we're going to be doing the next year, I'll say, okay, well, if you want your revenue to be bumped up $3 million next year or however much, we need to think about how much of a percent of marketing expenses you need to allocate in order to make that happen. And so that's why I measure it as a percent of revenue, because your marketing, how well your marketing is directly related to how much revenue is going to come in.
Well said. And the next kind of conversation that I want to have is around a bunch of loaded questions that are probably not fair for you to just, if I said, here's the one liner and you have to answer all of those, because there's a lot of different onboarding and figuring it out. So I guess, could you kind of walk me through if someone who says, okay, I'm interested in an outsourced CFO, or you hear the term fractional CFO, meaning they're coming in to not full-time, they're doing it for multiple companies, but maybe you'd be interested in having them doing for you. What would be your ideal client within the art of construction? And beginning with the end in mind, what is that critical path? How would that look? How would that work? And what would be kind of the typical time that they would need to spend? And do you have an onboarding sheet? How do they transfer where they are to, for you to meet them in the middle, and a budget to put together for that?
Yeah. So when I'm first getting to know a potential client, I like to keep it at, if you're doing a minimum of about 500 grand a year gross, because anything beyond that or anything beneath that, your focus is going to be on growth and getting in more sales. You're not really at the point yet where you need to be hiring a CFO or strategizing until you hit that $500,000 mark. And then beyond that, that's when you need to bring somebody on to make sure that all of your resources are being allocated correctly in order for you to have a growing and more profitable business. So my minimum mark is that $500,000 a year mark. As far as, you know, how I service my clients, I put together all of your financials and everything in the background. I produce a model. I say, here's where we're going to be going in the future based on targets that we set together for the year. And then for just an hour of the business owner's time each month, I go over what I put together in my projections and I say, here's where you're hitting the mark. Here's where you're missing. This is what we're going to do this month in order to get back on track.
I love it. So we said you need a CFO at all sizes of businesses at the beginning. And that's kind of a loaded question because you can't have everything at the beginning, right? And so you have to go out and build a company. And we just finished the book club of the month for our company was The E-Myth Revisited for the 10th time. And I just love that book because it's about how to scale through different things, right? And so you have to have these benchmarks, right? So you got to get 500K in sales, and that's what you're hustling as a solopreneur to get that done. But then once you get there, that's when you got to stop and pause and you got to fire yourself from certain things and figure out the different roles and responsibilities so you can continue to break through the ceiling of different things of entrepreneurship. And I can tell you, cash is the key to moving the business forward, and you need to fire yourself as the full-time CFO and get a fractional person to come help you. And then what they're going to do is help you with that money roadmap, like we talked about with the different 16 parts, and then give you the right reporting that you can actually understand. And that was the key thing why I wanted to talk about on this podcast is that if you're just looking at tax returns and accountants to do all this for you, you're going to be in trouble because they're doing different things. And that's, but you do have to have an accountant too. So they're kind of a hand in hand. And I found it's the tail wagging the dog. Your CFO is number one, but they need to have an accountant that they can understand with and bridge that gap. That's what I found has been really successful. What's your take to that?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
So one of the things, credit where credit's due to Gordon Fair, our CFO, we just had a retreat and had a lot of our employees and down there, and he gave a talk to everyone and talked through about how it's, you know, people think you're a CFO that you're perfect with money and life has been perfect your whole life. And a lot of times that's not the truth, right? But our CFO talks a lot about to our team about pay yourself first. What is your take on that?
I absolutely agree. It's like the book Profit First. He stresses in his book to absolutely pay yourself first, because I have rarely, most business owners that I encounter either take too low of a salary or they're not taking a salary at all. Rarely have I ever seen a business owner that pays himself too much. I think as business owners, we are inclined to, as soon as we start making money, oh, I need to reinvest it back in the business and try to grow the business, until we get to the point where we realize we're never going to pay ourselves if that's our attitude. So yes, absolutely, pay yourself first. That part should be non-negotiable. Take out your salary first, and then conduct your business with the resources that you have left afterwards.
What is the ideal cadence you have for your partners or the clients that you work with? And on our end, we have a weekly same page with me as the owner of the company and the CFO, where we've really adopted the entrepreneur operating system and really trained him on those tools when he came in, and he's trained me on his different financial reporting. And that's really been key for us of really how to speak the same language and understand where we're coming from. What's your take to that, and what is the cadence, the ideal communication, that the time that your clients put in for your best partners?
Typically, I keep things very simple. I don't use accounting jargon when I'm talking to business owners. Nobody wants to be talked to about ratios and generally accepted accounting principles and things like that. The business owners that I talk to just want to know, what is it that I need to do this month? I was at an event the other day and I heard a guy complaining to his buddy that he had met with his accountant previously. And he was like, she was just talking in all these sentences and using this terminology that I don't care about. Just tell me what it is that I need to do. And that's what I, as the CFO, that's what I do. I put it very simple. I make sure things are in quantifiable, measurable targets so that you know exactly what it is that you need to do each month. And there's no ambiguous, nothing is up in the air. It's very clear and direct.
Love it. And we talk about it on every podcast that we're growing, and we're almost to 100 people in the Art of Construction Master Facilitators, with Shelby being one of our newest members. And we'll make sure we put links in the show notes for others to come in. And that's one great way to come and connect with Shelby. What's the other best way to get a hold of you if they're interested in learning more about your services?
The best way to get a hold of me, you can email me at info@optimizedfinancialsolutions.com. Or you can check out my website or my LinkedIn. You can get to my LinkedIn from my website.
Awesome. Well, we'll put all that stuff on the show notes. As we work to close this thing out, the question we always ask when this podcast is for the builders and affiliates to connect the right construction technologies and handshakes through the right products, you really got to think about a product is your product has to be managed and have the backbones to do that, right? And so for our builders and affiliates, what is your crystal ball for the future when it comes to technology and construction, when it comes to managing the cash in your business?
Honestly, I would say artificial intelligence is my crystal ball for the future. I feel like AI has really taken over a lot of things that have in the past cost a lot of money to outsource, especially when it comes to like anything marketing, ad copy, things like that. So when I'm meeting with my clients and they're thinking about investing in big things where I see that AI might be a more conducive solution for that business, that's kind of the route that I'll tell them to take until they're at the point where they can start investing money in an actual person that can do these things. But I just really think AI is going to be a lot more utilized in the future.
That is such a fascinating answer, because Shelby doesn't know this. And why it's so fascinating is that I've recorded 5 podcasts today, November 14th, 2023. And these will get put out over the next couple months. And that's just how it works scheduling wise. Everybody talked about AI today. And it's very different podcasts, but it's why I had to stop and tie these different moments in time together. It's like, you know, it's really onto something when the CFO and the cash people are saying that, because you're looking at saying you can really move dollars around and automate certain things because it's really there. And I couldn't agree more. What is the one thing you want to leave our builders and affiliates to think about as they go out there to crush it and grow their business? And of course, never run out of cash, which is easier said than done.
That it doesn't have to be hard to know what's going on in your business if you know which needles you just need to move that month in order to keep the business back on track. You know, I have the 16 parts of your business ebook, but you know, you don't have to worry about all 16 parts every month. There could be months where it's only one or two parts that you need to focus on that month. There could be months where there's 5 or 6 parts. But once you know what it is that's driving your profit and cash the most in your business, that the solutions on how to fix these things is very simple. You just need somebody to kind of guide you along.
So well said. This podcast, short and to the point, but it's so to the point. Shelby, it's such an honor getting to know you, and we're honored to have you in the Master Facilitator Program. If you're struggling on understanding how to manage your cash, Shelby is who you should call, because she wants to really lead the Art of Construction Master Facilitators and really wants to let's remove the jargon and all the nonsense and really get into saying, what are the parts of the business that you're struggling on? And if you know it, guess what? We can fix it. So Shelby, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story.
Yeah, thank you so much, Devin, for having me.